You found the Mama Shift podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Liz Walker. So multitask away and get inspired and empowered to create the life of your dreams. My guest on the podcast today is one rad lady. Her name is Dr. Adana Vargas, and she is a chiropractor in Pasadena, California, but she has a whole lot of stuff going on for her. With her, first of all, she is a mother to Amaya, who is 2.5, I believe. She works with her husband Chris in the practice. She practices now only 2 days a week because she has diversified into many different things. She's got a lot of things going on. She's a coach and has started her coaching business called Coffee and Mindset. And she also has these awesome affirmation cards called I Am Me, which I have been using with Colin, but anyone can use them, including adults. But I won't steal her thunder and tell you everything about her, even though I'm so excited to talk to her. And I hope you enjoy it too. So here we go. Welcome, Adana. I'm so excited to have you on the podcast. This is the second time go around. We recorded but didn't record, so we get to chat again, which is awesome. So I'm happy yes. to be back. So thank you for
having me.
Yeah, thanks for bearing with my technical issues.
It's all good. This one was just meant to be the one they get to listen to. So
that's right. So let's start with a little bit of background from you and kind of what you're doing now, and we'll dive in a little bit deeper.
Sure. I have been practicing with my husband. We're both chiropractors, of course, since 2010, and so our practice is here in Pasadena. We specialize in pediatric and prenatal care, but we are all about that family unit because we know how important it is when families come in and get healthier together. So yes, we take care of adults too, but let's be real, the little ones are the most fun. And in practice and kind of in my adventure, I realized that there are a couple things I liked doing, you know, on top of adjusting. I still do it now, but nutrition is a big part of what I love to work on with people. Just because in my own, you know, history with some gut related issues, and then especially postpartum and wanting to figure out like what a good weight would be and diet and all that stuff. It's been quite a journey for me. So that's been a lot of fun to work with patients on that. So I do a lot of like nutritional coaching. And then in the midst of all of that, I realized that, you know, my favorite part of doing all this nutritional coaching was actually talking to people and holding them accountable and setting goals together. And so I branched off to what I created called Coffee and Mindset, which pretty much takes two of my favorite things on earth, is a good cup of coffee and just diving in deep and talking about headspace and just figuring out, you know, on the daily how to be a better human being.
Nice. That's awesome. So are you still practicing, or are you 100% Coffee and Mindset coaching?
No, I'm still practicing. Okay. I'm here 2 days a week in the afternoons. And so I still get to, you know, get my hands on people, take care of beautiful pregnant moms and babies. And at the same time, then the rest of the week, I get to dive in a little bit deeper with that other stuff.
Nice. And then you have a little one, Amaya.
I do.
How old is she now? 3?
2.5. Nice. Yeah.
So she keeps you on your toes.
Oh my God. It's bonkers. Yeah. It's bonkers. I mean, you know, with Coffee and Mindset, I've always wanted to work with women. And I realized a part of me was like, yes, I want to work with moms. And then a part of me was like, yes, I want to work with people before they become moms. And it's kind of a beautiful combo, because if you start to take care of things prior, then it becomes a little bit of a smoother transition. You know, you never know what's going to come post baby. But taking on certain practices ahead of time, you know, I think for the both of us were a big deal. And then it made post baby and like postpartum life so much different. So,
right. How did your pregnancy and postpartum journey kind of shape this new endeavor for you?
You know, I sometimes think about what I used to do with my time before having Amaya. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't even believe I made an excuse to like not do stuff. Like, I feel like I get more done now with her around, and maybe it's the time crunch or a different human to, you know, take care of. But, that was my first realization of like, oh my God, Like, you know, like my sister, or like a friend, I'll be like, hey, you don't even know. Don't even complain to me about time. Like, get it together now. And then you'll figure it out. It just made me realize, you know, how important our time is, how much of it we really waste, how much of it we need to be a lot more efficient with, and just scheduling, you know, and taking care of myself on top of all of it. So,
right. Yeah. I think since having Colin, I realized that I didn't have time to procrastinate anymore, because if I procrastinate, then literally nothing gets done. Whereas before it was like, you could procrastinate and still get stuff done, 'cause you had like endless amounts of time.
Sure.
But now it's like, you don't, if you don't take that 40 minute window while they're sleeping, then who knows when you're going to get
game over. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah. How do you and Chris, your husband, split parenting duties with Amaya, both being in practice together and now you kind of branching off into something new?
When Amaya was just born, I took about 3 months off. And so, you know, when Chris was home, he was at the office full time at that point. When he was home, you know, he would take her, he would change a diaper and do all that. Evening stuff, honestly, he didn't really do much of the night stuff, but I didn't ask for that either. Like, I didn't communicate that I wanted that because I was nursing. So I was like, well, what are you going to do? Like, just hold my boob while I'm nursing a kid? Like, you know, like,
might as well sleep.
So go back to sleep and we'll take care of it in the morning.
Yeah.
Since then, it's really come down to us communicating what we need for the week, what our schedule looks like, because those weeks that we haven't become super chaotic. He gets up earlier than we do, so that's been extremely helpful, because he'll get, you know, his stuff done in the morning, and then by the time I wake up, then I'll have a lot more time for myself. And then when Amaya wakes up, then it's both of us and go time. So it's really come down to just saying like, hey, here's what my week looks like. Here's what your week looks like. Let's do it.
Nice. That's awesome. And then, so now that you're transitioning into something a little bit different, I always have this question, especially for people who have like done extra schooling with, and they've like carved out a career with like all this school. It's like, how did you come to terms with kind of leaving that behind and being like, well, I spent all this time, but now I don't really want to do this, or I don't want to do it full time. How has that been like in your headspace, and what have you done to overcome like that barrier almost to kind of leaving it or not having it be your whole world?
Sure. That's a really good question, because I think even like before Amaya, like Innate was our baby, our first baby, like everything was dedicated here. But to be quite frank, it wasn't really that big of a convo in my head, because I realized that being here and being able to talk to patients and talk about nutrition, talk about lifestyle, talk about mindset, like that's what even brought up the idea of like, hey, you know what? I'm really good at this. Like, I think I should think about this a little bit differently. So, even though I'm not physically in that space, you know, constantly adjusting, I think I've always played a part of that role for our practice members here. And so sometimes I joke, I'm like, I'm just going to have people pay me $20. I'm just going to sit in a room. You can walk in. I'll give you 10 minutes and walk out, because people want my time and want to speak. And so, it just kind of blended together.
Nice. So it was a natural kind of evolution.
Yeah. It's been fun. It's been fun to see it. Yeah.
That's awesome. What has been the biggest challenge kind of moving? 'Cause I know like a lot of the coffee and mindset stuff is online. And you can work with people wherever they are in the world, doesn't just have to be Pasadena. Have you found a big challenge with kind of moving into the online space, or has it been pretty seamless? What's your experience been?
As far as working with clients or just like,
yeah. And, or just even kind of finding a way to market and speak to people, through that online space rather than having that face-to-face conversation with patients coming into the office.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I do like to do, I found that when I do video conferences or like chats with clients weekly, I like that so much better as if we've got, you know, like you're sitting right next to me and we're having coffee and we're talking, as opposed to just a phone. So the video has definitely helped. And I think it's actually kept it a little more efficient. Like if I'm face to face, it'll probably like I'll go on for about an hour and then realize, you know, I'm getting a knock at the door from my staff, like, excuse me, you're supposed to wrap this up. So it's fun, and it allows us to work with so many other people that I would have never met. And I think I get to take that into practice here and work with patients differently too, because mindset's a massive part of health. Right. And so if we don't ever address it, well, we're just missing a big chunk of healing there. So
totally. Has there been a big challenge kind of learning the online kind of marketing, or has it been pretty easy for you? Cause you guys do a bit with Innate, like online. So maybe.
Yeah, we've always done, you know, like Facebook Lives and Instagram Lives. And I've been with Coffee and Mindset, I've pretty much just been on Facebook. I am getting ready to go a little bit heavier on Instagram, just from our coaches, just learning a couple different things. It's definitely more time consuming than I ever thought it would be, just kind of laying everything out. Then, like you're saying, the face-to-face, like, well, I know so-and-so is going to walk in on Tuesday, so I'm going to be able to talk to them.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's probably been the biggest challenge, is figuring out, okay, when do I really get to sit down, lay everything out? When am I going to record? When am I going to, you know, figure out my memes and all my revelations and everything in between. So
totally. That kind of ties right into my next question of how do you like find that time to fit it all in? Cause obviously with a 2.5-year-old, she's going to take priority, and then you've got the, you've got Innate and you're adjusting and then spending time with Chris. And then now you're, the online stuff can just take up so much time.
Yeah.
How do you navigate that in your schedule?
So Mondays and Thursdays, I've, you know, just blocked out for being at Innate. So everything that I do here is strictly practice related. And then I have taken Tuesday, Wednesday mornings as my coaching and coffee and mindset times. You know, before I did that, it wasn't getting done. I'd get done on like a nap time for 5 minutes and I would post something, and, or I'd forget and it just wouldn't happen. So yeah, ever since I've gotten more strict on my Tuesday, Wednesday schedule, then that's allowed for everything to fall into place there. And I just don't feel like I'm neglecting things or myself or sitting at home being like, why won't you take a nap so I could just post something, you know? And then that's just dumb because it takes away from our whole like playtime.
Totally. Totally. That's awesome. I guess... you just like blasted through all my questions. Oh my goodness. So what resources have you used to kind of stay motivated on track with kind of moving into this coaching realm? Because it is very different. I mean, it isn't, is and it isn't very different from chiropractic. Like you said, you do a lot of coaching and talking, and because health is so much more about than about just the adjustment.
Absolutely.
What have you used to kind of get you on track, motivated, and kind of on the right path for this new venture?
It's been my own coaches. I mean, without having that accountability for myself, whether it's a weekly call or a mastermind call with a bigger group or anything like that, that's probably played the biggest part of it. Because like Chris and I would always laugh, like we know what we want to do and we know we've got goals, but oh God, we'll let each other off the hook for stuff and not even realize it, you know?
Yeah.
Because time took over, we were busy or whatever other excuses around. But having other people that get to hold me accountable has been a massive part of it.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. I missed this one. When you're working with your clients, mostly women, right? Do you have, what's the biggest hurdle or biggest obstacle that you find in them? What do you see in them that they have? Yeah.
It's them. Like, yeah. And you know, it's the exact same thing I found in myself when working through things. Like you realize that it's not the external stuff. It's not your mom or your sister or some boss that told you something 20 years ago. It's you. It's you and all those thoughts in between, you know, your two little ears. And so being able to actually let go of some deeper stories, and especially like business, right? Like one of my clients I remember was for a while almost had like the same boss showing up in a bunch of different jobs. And I was like, well, some part of you has basically just made that what you deserve and you expect that. So you're going to walk into that and create that. So I think it's allowing them to almost giving someone permission to be like, hey, you can be a different version of yourself. Go. And they're like, really? Like, I can. And so that's been the biggest.
Nice.
Everybody. Cause I feel like that's been it for me too.
Yeah. And I can totally relate to that as well. And just having someone to give you permission, I think is, it shouldn't be necessary, but it totally is. You're like, oh, I can do that. Really?
Right.
I guess I can. And then you can go ahead and do it.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's awesome. You didn't talk about the one other thing that you have going on as well, is that your affirmation cards.
Do you that's funny because the permission part like fits perfectly into that.
Yeah.
Initially when I designed the affirmation cards, I thought, you know, these are really good for the kids because we, you know, we practice our affirmations as adults, or Chris and I do, and I know you do too. And we started to just do really kind of simple ones with Amaya. And then she would run around the house saying them. And now she kind of starts things with an I am, and she'll make up stuff. And I realized, oh my God, this is so fun. I'm going to make a deck. So I created a 44 deck affirmation set for kids. But we started handing them out at the office and the kids love them. But I realized that it wasn't really just a kid deck because, you know, they're not like kiddie statements per se. Mm-hmm. It was more of a family deck. And why I kind of got that thought bubble was because the adults, it was almost like I gave the adults permission to be whatever it said on their card. Mm-hmm. Like the smiles on their faces when it would say like, I'm a leader, or yeah, I am caring. And they would stand there like, yes, I am. And they're like, oh my God. Like, how come this is just not a part of our day to day?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's great. We get to absolutely shape, you know, our kids, and they get bombarded with so much stuff. And I feel like it's so different from when we grew up, and you know, we're not that old, but it's like black and white, you know.
That's awesome.
But for the parents, it made me so happy because it was their permission slip, like to say like, yes, I am this person. Because mm-hmm. I think sometimes it's really easy to get sucked into I'm mom. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that becomes the only definition. Mm-hmm. And so they got to step outside of that and be like, no, I am me. This is who I am. And yeah, so it's more of a family deck. You can buy them online at coffeeandmindset.com. They're really fun. They're really pretty. I'm really proud of how they look.
They are really pretty. They're awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. And they're just for, you know, they're for people to practice together. And the parents, I think, get to practice them with the kids, and the kids get to practice them with mom and dad, and everybody just gets to set their intention for the day. So,
yeah, I like it because I have them right by Colin's changing table. And so after I change him, we just like say his affirmation, and then we're done. And we like, then I'm like, thanks, universe. And then we walk away. It's like he's 8 months old.
Obviously, yeah.
He doesn't comprehend right now, but you start like feeding that mind and can shape it really early, which is cool.
Oh yeah. I mean, like when Amaya grabs her card for the day, cause we'll just lay them out on the floor and she chooses one, mm-hmm. she picks one up and says an affirmation as if she read that. You are. Like the other day she said, I'm a good climber. And I was like, yeah, you are.
That's awesome.
But she knows like, hey, this card says something great about me. So,
yeah. That's cool. Awesome. I guess this is my last question because, like I said, you just blew through all of them, and I think they all just like ran into the one after another, which is fine. What's the one thing you do daily that you know if you do it at the end of the day and you're going to sleep, you know that you've won your day?
That's a good question. I'm going to have to think about this for a second. I feel like it kind of sometimes depends on the day. I think one of my favorite things that I do is my daily notes to Chris and Amaya. So they've each got a journal around, and every day I write either something fun, something I'm grateful for, something I love about them. And no matter what, whether it's a shit show of a day or chaotic or it's absolutely fabulous, I'll go back sometimes in the evening because I write them in the morning and just reread a couple things and just pull like heavily into gratitude at that moment. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
And then I get to look back at them from like a year ago and be like, oh my God, that is all we did. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks so much for being here.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad we got to do it again. And round two.
Yes.
How can people find you? You've got the I Am Me card. You've got coaching services. You've got chiropractic services. So just.
Yes. So chiropractic, our practice is called Innate Family Chiropractic. So it's just innatefamily.com. And then coaching and our cards, everything is under Coffee and Mindset. So on Facebook, we've got Coffee and Mindset. On Instagram, we've got Coffee and Mindset. And then we've got coffeeandmindset.com. So you can place your orders there. I'm working on international shipping. So if you're international, give me a minute and I promise I'll get that to you. But anywhere in the US, it's free shipping for the cards. But yeah, you can find everything through Coffee and Mindset.
Nice. And then on your website, do you have like a place where people can sign up for a consult or?
Yes. So all of the coaching details will be there too. Mm-hmm. Most of my coaching is done one-on-one. We do have some group ones that we do as well. And then actually come January, we're going to be doing a little bit of a nutritional one as well. So for people who are looking to kind of just kickstart the year and cleanse and do something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a kind of like an I Am Me, but they get to choose which part they want to work on, whether it's their headspace, whether it's body, whatever it might be. So Nice. That's going to be about mid-January that's going to come out.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I will link all of that in the show notes. And
beautiful.
Yeah, I'm so excited we got to do this again. So
thank you. Of course.
Bye.
Bye.